know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast, What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's debate days on WIP. So we had Ike versus Giglio earlier at 2:30. You can go back in the Odyssey app, hear that. Tomorrow we have me versus Jolly about Daryl Morey.
Finally.
Tomorrow I'll be on the WIP morning show debating John Ritchie on whether Jalen Hurts is elite or not.
He's obviously elite. Oh,
good luck with that, Spike.
Yeah,
Spike.
I'm gonna see, the unfortunate thing about that is I'm going to win the debate,
yes.
And Rich, everybody's going to vote for Richie.
Of course.
Yeah, so whatever. Also tomorrow, we have Ike versus DeCamera. I believe
Ooh.
That is tomorrow as well.
Yeah,
at 5:15.
No, he's coming on
5:15.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
And then what else do we have?
I think Schwarber.
Hold on. What do we got? What are me and Joe debating? Do we know?
Was Saquon's season the best individual season in Philadelphia sports history?
Ooh.
Right. So then
I must be on the plus side.
Yes.
The positive side.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah. We'll figure that one out.
Yeah. Of course.
He did get shut down in the Super Bowl. Just kidding.
Then Friday, I have Schwarber.
Yeah, the Schwarber extension.
And then I believe we have Broads and Al Morgani on Friday as well.
So are they coming down to
like, the Toll Bridge?
No, I'll do it up from home, and then I'll head down to the Farley Service Plaza.
No, I want to wear Broads and
oh, they're going to be virtual. Like I think Broads will be here. I would love for Broads to be at the Farley Service Plaza.
Come on, man. He lives right there, I'm sure.
Well, he does. It's not like right there.
Don't care.
Yeah.
I think of all South Jersey as the same.
I know you do.
It's all right there.
So for the rest of the show, before we get to the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report and your calls, we do have a great pair of tickets to give away for next question today. We didn't do next question in the first half because we knew we had Elliot, but we do have a next question today. So next question today is, it's Busta Rhymes' birthday. We want you to give us, you call it with your sports point, next question. We want you to give us somebody with a distinctive voice. Now, notice I didn't say great voice. Distinctive voice. When you hear the voice, you know who it is. That's what it is. The winner today, you'll get your choice of tickets to go see Thomas Rhett at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion July 11th, Creed July 12th at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion, or The Offspring July 29th at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion, celebrating Live Nation's $30 ticket to summer special offer on selected shows from May 21st while tickets last. You go to livenation.com/ticket. To summer for more details. Jack, a distinctive voice?
Gilbert Gottfried.
Oh, that is one.
What do you know about Gilbert Gottfried?
I watched Comedy Central growing up.
Oh, and Aflac commercials.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, he was the Aflac, what is it, goose or duck?
Yeah.
Either me and your dad or me and Carlin
interviewed
Gottfried.
He's a weird interview.
Yeah, we did.
May
I remember
it
down at Chickies and Pete's. I remember doing the interview.
He was on Stern a lot.
Yeah.
He was one of my favorite Stern guests because he was completely unhinged. He would just do the whole thing as Dracula. And it was so good. I was such a huge Gilbert Gottfried fan. Ike, distinctive voice.
I'm going with the easy one. Morgan Freeman.
Very distinctive.
Yeah, you got it. You know Red when you hear him.
Yes, for sure. That is an incredibly distinctive voice. And I think he narrated, there was a documentary about penguins called March of the Penguins, I think he narrated
that.
I'm going an actor as well. I'm going Michael Caine. You know when you hear Michael Caine.
What an ass take. What do you know about Michael Caine's voice?
I'm telling you, when you hear it,
what
you know
ass
Michael.
Take.
Yeah,
what
I know.
What the hell was that?
Yeah, I don't know.
What?
Michael Caine. Distinctive voice. It is not a bad thing.
Yeah, I know what it implies. I'm just you just rolled that out there.
Yeah, well, listen.
Why don't you talk about your little baseball?
That's what we do. We do edgy radio here on the
ass. We can say ass.
What? Yeah. Hey, word.
Butts. All right. Why don't you do a little fills here, Jack?
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Tell Jackie Baseball.
When I say my ass, I get no response.
Well, we let that go a lot.
Good line. That'll be put on my tombstone. All right. So Schwarber hit number 300 last night. Yeah, Schwarbs. We started thinking about 500 for sure.
He's still thinking about that extension.
No, he's thinking about 500
I'm thinking
home
about
runs.
500 home runs.
Oh, 500 home runs. I thought you meant 5 years,
all
100.
Right. So he, let's say he hits 40. I know he's on pace for 56 last year.
At least 20 more this year.
Let's say he, I was going to say 45.
Okay.
This year. Okay, so that would put him at 345, which means he would need 155 more home runs.
How many is he at right now?
300.
300. So.
This year.
Okay. Yeah. Is it 18?
Oh, 16. Yeah. All right. So leaves him 155 more home runs. That means he has to have four seasons or five seasons at this sort of production, like 35 to 40 home runs plus to get there. Here's my issue with it is that he keeps hitting more and more, but like, this hasn't been him his whole career. And typically, when you look at home run hitters who are bigger, who are not on steroids, like they sort of fall off a cliff at some point. So the idea that he would keep this production for the next 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's got a chance, but he's going to have to hang on for a while.
Well, you know, it's crazy. So Stark put this out last night. So in the 7 years before he became a Philly, he hit 153 total home runs. 7 years before.
Right.
Last 3 years, he's at 147 as a Philly.
Well, so does anyone...
What?
Okay.
It's a short, compacted swing.
But he didn't hit that many home runs the 7 years before he got here.
Sure.
Yeah, he had 20 home runs a year.
He's been a power guy. He turned into a better pure hitter here.
But hold on. Let me. I'm looking.
Yeah.
I'm looking. In 17, he had a 30 home run season.
Yep.
18, 26.
Yeah.
Now, 19, he had a 38 home run season.
Yeah.
He had 38 home runs in 19. He had 32. Well, that was the COVID year. He had 11, but then he came back from that. And he had 32.
Yeah.
So he's been in the 30s, right? I mean, he certainly has had a surge since he's been here. I don't expect him to hit 40 plus, but if he hits 35 home runs a year for the next 5 years, we ought to get there, right?
Can I ask you something? Can
we
get the,
we have two guys hit 500 home runs.
Oh, I'm
not. I'm not saying.
You got to retire number 12.
No, I'm trying to frame this the right way.
We're kind of a Hall of Fame case, by the way.
Well, if he hits 500 home runs, he's going to be in the Hall of Fame. If a player in 03 went from hitting 30 home runs to 45 home runs after his year 30 season.
We would question it.
But he's slimmed down. He's not even like the, it's not like he's going from skinny to jacked. He's actually gotten skinnier.
Well, but nobody looked at Barry Bonds and Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa are separate cases of looking enormous. Mm-hmm. Most of those guys doing that stuff didn't look enormous. A-Rod didn't look enormous.
A-Rod definitely didn't change much.
I guess I'm saying not so much that I think he's doing anything. I don't think he is. Well, I think is this sort of production sustainable, or is this like sort of a blip? I guess my question would be.
I think, man, as a DH.
Well, that helps him.
Yep, that helps him.
Yep.
All he has to do is get up there and hit. I think he gives you 30 plus until he's at least, what is he, 31, 32? I don't want his college
32.
Yeah, he's 32 now.
Yeah, until he's 36, 37 years old.
He's got outshot. I wonder if he ever catches Harper. So he's at Harper's at 343.
Oh, yeah. He could catch Harper. Yeah, because the Harper's certainly going the other way from a power perspective.
He'll never catch Harper.
You don't think so?
No.
I think he can get close. It'd be hard to do.
The question is...
He's 43 home runs behind him.
Yeah, I know.
That's a lot of home runs.
Well, he needs to hit 10 more for the next 4 years. He catches up.
Well, he needs to hit 10 more than Bryce for the next 4 years.
Yeah, but Bryce is like a 26 or 27 home run
Bryce
guy.
Bryce is going to finish with 30 plus.
Okay. I think the question, too, is...
Yes.
Does Schwarber stick around like... Like, does Schwarber eventually become a Giancarlo Stanton?
Yes.
Who ends up, you know, sticking around, hitting 20 home runs or whatever past his prime. That could help him get to 500. Yeah, on the Royals.
Get him to 500. Especially if he's trying to get in the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Yeah, if he's trying to get to 500 home runs, for sure.
Yeah. But
hopefully he's in a Phillies uniform, and then they could both be going for it at the same time. That's all exciting.
Yeah, really
I agree with that. Yeah.
You can sell some tickets. Yeah. You can sell some tickets to that. So.
I wonder who would have better odds to hit 500 home runs at this point, Kyle Schwarber or Bryce Harper?
I think it's still Harper. Because it's 343. It's only 157.
Yeah. That's a lot of home runs.
It is. But Schwarber's 200 away.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bryce is going to finish. Where is he at? 7 right now?
Yeah.
He's going to finish with at least 30 home runs. So that's 23 more.
Oh, my. I'm setting the over-under at 26.5 this year for
over.
Harper. I'm
Beasley.
Taking the under.
Over.
Over. Okay. Since the haircut, by the way.
Yep.
Everyone wants to keep track of Bryce since he shaved his head.
Yeah. Yep.
435 with 1,000 OPS. Now, no home runs, but
right.
we take that.
Well, you know what I like last night? I forget which at-bat it was, but they threw him, it looked like a slider away. He just poked it out into left field,
mm-hmm.
and he knew, it wasn't an accidental, by the way, poke out. He was like, I'm taking this one to left field and taking mm-hmm. a single. It was a stop throwing me that junk, give me a fastball kind of adjustment that we talked about a few weeks ago that we were hoping he would make now that he's getting all these breaking balls. Just sort of like take the hits that are there, become a hitter for a minute, and then make them throw you some fastballs so you can jack some of them out of the park.
Yeah, I can see 15 home runs by All-Star.
All-Star's July 13th.
8 more home runs.
I hope so. Come on, Bryce.
Hope so.
We're getting the power going. We're getting the power going. We're getting
the power back.
Well, speaking of power.
Yeah.
Listen, this is a Jackie Eyes.
Okay.
Monitoring his current situation.
Okay.
Bowman might be trying to lift the ball a little bit more here. If you want to start hitting the breaking news sounder, I mean, you know, Ben Davis was talking to the broadcast last night about how, you know, he's trying to backspin the baseball more and he's trying to finish higher, which means we're trying to launch baseballs, leveraging his 6. Again, we're not getting ahead of ourselves.
Just real quick, 3 home runs. One of them's in a Little League park and the other one's in Denver.
That ball was touched last night. I thought it was a pop-up.
It was a wall scraper.
415.
And it was in Denver.
You are a hater.
I told you.
That. Is what it is.
Yep.
Some people were born haters. Some people were.
I got Bone finishing at 15 home runs.
Oh, wow.
Where's the extension?
See, you guys are terrible, man.
And he did try to hit the one earlier.
You guys are terrible. It's what he does. He gives you 15 home runs a year.
Nah, he's getting 20.
And he's going to hit the 2. He's going to hit 280. And you guys are going to be looking like, oh, that's a typical Bohm year this year.
Yeah, boy. Can't wait to see how he plays in St. Louis.
I don't know if he's.
Yeah,
not at this
I don't
point.
Know. Yeah.
Not at this
you
point.
Find anything better.
So there's a lot. Listen, this might be the most loaded Jackie baseball report in a long time.
Oh, wow.
I know. There's
you're feeling good now.
There's a lot to get to. So
you can admit you were wrong about the team?
I was never wrong about the team.
Okay, you gave up on it.
I did not give up.
You gave up on the lineup.
You're going to keep. Yeah, okay. That's fine.
Okay.
If you want to have that little.
You give up on the lineup, and the lineup is the team.
Nah,
so, yeah.
Well, no, right. Starting pitching is the team.
That's a good point. Starting pitching is the team.
You excited because the starting pitching is good or because they're hitting the ball?
The bullpen's doing their job. The lineup's slowly but surely doing their job.
They've scored 15 more runs than the Mets.
It's good.
I'm just saying.
It's good.
You gave up on them.
On the lineup.
All right.
On the lineup.
Okay.
So, obviously, the Alvarado suspension happened.
I never gave up on them.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I know.
We know.
You had Bryce Harper in the grave.
And now I've jumped in on them, so I'm in on them.
Yeah, yeah.
And by the way, the record's been pretty good since.
It has. Besides the Cardinals series. But
hey,
that's not your
win
fault.
Every series.
Yeah, it's baseball.
That's baseball.
Guys get paid too.
So, according to Mark Feinstein, the Phillies called David Robertson.
Yeah,
even before the Jose Alvarado
suspension.
He was
pretty good last year.
He was great last year.
Yeah,
he's 40. This would be his third time here. But apparently, the talks haven't really gone anywhere. Regardless,
what does he hold now for?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Does he want to be 41?
I don't know. Yeah. I'm just letting everyone know the David Robertson thing is out there. And then I can't get enough of the Juan Soto New York Mets.
It's so good.
Already some trouble in paradise.
It's so good.
It's so good. Michael Kay is saying that he never wanted to be a Met.
His family wanted him to be on the Mets.
Yes.
He wanted to be a Yankee.
He wanted to be a Yankee. You have Spike's old station up at WFAN. I mean, listen to this takedown of old Juan Soto from Boomer and Geo.
You know, Juan Soto just had a brutal 3 days. You know, he could smile all he wants. He could take his helmet off and acknowledge the boos all he wants on Friday night. At the end of the day, you know, it was a bad weekend for him. So now he and his family can get on the private jet and go up to Boston. That was interesting that Carl Ravitch said that part of it yesterday.
Wow. Yes, I did. And I also heard Carl Ravitch, you know, Juan Soto vehemently trying to back out of being mic'd up, that he was begging to get the microphone off of him.
I remember when the Yankees were saying, you know, we're not going to give Juan Soto a suite because we don't give our player suites. Mm-hmm. Who knew that Juan Soto was getting a private jet on top of all of this to away games? The point being is that if Juan Soto is putting up huge numbers and Juan Soto's coming through,
nobody cares.
Nobody really cares about that. But then all of a sudden, that doesn't happen, and then somebody else is coming for a contract extension, and the Mets treat that guy like crap compared to what that guy thinks that Juan Soto has. That's where the schism
spot
happens, right?
Yeah, so, no, I know.
I mean, I almost fell off my chair last night when I heard Ravitch say that, because I knew that he got in a suite. I had no idea that he had gotten a private jet charter.
So Jeff Passan said that's not true.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
By the way, the private jet thing. But also, Juan Soto not hustling out a ground ball that could have been an infield single. Juan Soto standing there and admiring his single to the outfield. Here's the truth, is that, and I've thought of a solution for this. The truth is, nobody wants to be a Met more than they want to be a Yankee, especially if they've already been on the Yankees. Juan Soto definitely wanted to be on the Yankees. Juan Soto got pressured both by his agent and by his family to take the most money. And there is a solution here, and it's very easy. There's no way Stearns wanted to pay Juan Soto. He could look at that money and say, man, I could get so much more production out of that money. He doesn't want to be on the Mets. The Mets fans hate him. He wants to be on the Yankees. The Mets should trade Juan Soto to the Yankees. They should eat $100 million of the salary. The Yankees should give them a bunch of prospects, and everybody gets what they want. Juan Soto gets to be on the Yankees. He'll go to lose 25 pounds. He'll be good again. The Mets will get to spend that $600 million on players that are more productive, that actually want to be there, and everybody's happy. They should just trade him to the Yankees.
Well, I tell you, people don't know. I mean, they go through all this stuff to get Juan Soto.
Yep.
And 45 games into the season, they want to get rid of him.
He doesn't want to be there.
Yeah, because of them.
Because of Met fans?
Yeah.
But that's part of it, is that you go to the Yankee Stadium, and this is not Yankees exceptionalism,
sure,
I promise. Yankee Stadium is sold out every game.
Sure.
You look at Citi Field, the middle of the week, there's 18,000 people in there. You're playing in God knows where, in
right,
Flushing, which is 100 miles away, in Queens. It feels like you're not even in New York City.
Right.
It's like he took the money, and he regrets it. And I bet the Mets, at a certain point, are going to regret it too.
They shouldn't. And here's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Juan Soto is a fantastic player.
He sure is.
Fantastic player. Get over this start to this contract. First of all, Mets fans, settle the hell down. Settle down. You signed a guy for 15 years. You're ready to get rid of him in 2 months after giving him a 15-year deal for $700-plus million. Secondly, Juan Soto, grow up. Stop with your little pouting and all of that. If you wanted to continue to have Judge protect you in the lineup and all this other stuff, then you should have kept your ass with the Yankees and took less money. If that's what you wanted. If you wanted to play in front of a packed house, like you're saying, with excitement, then the money shouldn't have been as important to you. You took the money for whatever reason, family, agent, I get it.
Yep.
But you're there, bro. You're there. Stop pouting and play. Stop pouting and play. But I'm more irritated with Mets fans. You can't win the National League East in May. Chill out. You're going to run the guy out of town? You're going to run the guy out of town. You cried to get him there. You celebrated when you got him. Because he's not hitting game-winning home runs every key situation in the first 2 months of a 15-year deal, you're ready to get rid of him. Are you kidding me?
This is Juan Soto we're talking
about.
Well,
this is also the weird dynamic in New York to say that the Yankees are the Mets' biggest rival, they probably are. They're in town, and you have the other fan base in town laughing,
mocking
and pointing
you. Yes, I know that's what it is.
And
yes.
It drives it. If there were no Yankees in town, there would be some people that would be upset, but mostly they would be making excuses for Juan Soto. They'd say, look at his OPS and all that kind of stuff. But now that he's not.
Now, you got a great point. That's what it is. It's the Yankee fans saying, aha, look what you did. Yeah, you're stuck with him.
Well, and all they're doing is sharing videos of how happy Juan Soto looked like as a
Yankee.
Like, look all this joy he has. Like, the Mets fans can't stand that he's not doing the Soto shuffle. It's amazing. He's not doing the Soto shuffle.
No, he doesn't look happy.
The Mets hierarchy's concerned about him not having any enthusiasm.
Yep.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Send him to the Bronx.
Get it over with.
Get a bunch of prospects.
Rip the Band-Aid off.
Yes, just trade him.
Bring him here.
I take him.
Where's Giglio? This is giving fuel for stupid Giglio.
Yep.
Would you trade Bryce Harper?
Yeah.
That's he can't wait to do that show.
Well, Bryce doesn't want to be a Met.
No.
Bryce wants to be a Yankee too.
No, Bryce does not want to be a Met.
Yeah. Nobody wants to be a Met. And but look, they kicked our ass last year. Francisco Lindor likes being a Met. Pete Alonso likes being a Met. Once they're there, I think, you know, there's some of them that like it. But nobody, if they're given the chance in New York, say, do you want to play for this glamour franchise or the franchise playing 100 miles away?
Yeah. By the way, they want to get rid of Miguel Bridges, too, earlier in the year.
They did. They did.
Well, and also, Lindor had a really tough first, like, 2.5 years there.
He did. He does.
Yeah. Like, yep. He didn't start getting.
That's what I'm just saying. Like Mets fans, settle down, man.
No. You keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing. Don't listen to Ike.
Trade him to the Bronx. Think of all the prospects you could get.
I didn't think about how this benefits the Phillies.
Yes,
so, yeah,
come
I did not
on.
Think about
Roll
that.
With
yes.
this. Roll with this.
Yes.
All right. 215-592-9494. Debate days on WIP. We haven't heard Ike's take on the return of Joe Douglas. We will get that next.
That's my guy, Joe D-Mac.
He's a good dude. Good dude. Good player evaluation. They lose one, they get one. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Every time Jack smirks at all, I am suspicious.
Well, no, you looked at me because we weren't talking about you. You always think that when Ike and I are talking in the back channel.
I didn't even hear him talking. I just saw you smirking.
No, you looked at me like, oh, are you guys talking smack?
Well, no, because I don't like your smiling.
No, I know. It's fair.
Yeah.
It's definitely fair.
Yeah.
No, I just sent you guys the Elliot video of him dancing.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's what I just looked. I just saw it.
Twirling? Finger twirl?
I got mid-twirl.
Oh, there you go.
And he doesn't think he does it.
Oh, he does do it.
He doesn't know that he, he doesn't know he's in the moment. Yeah.
And I got, a couple people were mad at me because I said he dances like a middle-aged woman. Here is the.
I wasn't middle-aged women mad at you?
Well, what I mean is. When they get to a certain age, dancing is just putting their hands in the air a little bit. It's like a move.
I've been to that party.
Yeah. It's like, it's no offense. I can't dance either. It's just like, you look better than I do. Right. It's fine.
We just don't move a whole lot.
You got to put the hand in the air. It's like, it's a thing. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Who was or is more famous worldwide? Taylor Swift or Queen Elizabeth? 57.6 say.
All Swifties.
Say Taylor Swift.
Come on, man.
Not a lot of the Queen Elizabeth tweeters, I don't think.
I don't think she was hot on Twitter.
But I do think if we just sent the pictures out into the streets here, it wouldn't even be close.
It wouldn't even be close.
Yeah, I don't know what Elliot's talking about. 215-592-9494. Chuck in Mount Airy. Chuck, you're a WIP.
Listen, let me say this, right? What was y'all at when I needed a Washington dryer? You know, Washington dryer.
National Appliance Warehouse, going over there.
Listen, let me say this, man.
Tax-free Delaware.
I had one of the worst, experiences in my life. You know, my wife said she wanted, a Washington dryer. You know what I mean? And I spent damn near $2,000 for one. When I took her to the scratch and dip place, and she ain't want no parts of that. You know, my man Ramirez said he was going to do $50 for delivery. You know what I'm saying? And shut up. And she ain't want no parts of it. So we just went to the big store, and, they add no hoses.
Right.
They add no stackable kits.
Yep.
And then the big store, they don't even know how to come to the house and set it up properly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So they out three times. This is the third time they got to come out. She just went to them and said, listen, y'all owe us some type of compensation.
Something. You got to give me some type of.
Yeah.
Well, next time, Chuck, you got to listen to us. National Appliance Warehouse is going to set it up for you. You're not going to pay any sales tax.
And when you tell them Fritz sent you, they just roll out the red carpet.
Yep.
Well, I know they know who I am anyway. You know what I mean? I'm a known commodity.
There it is.
That is true.
I spent my name, and they probably would hook me up. But this is ridiculous. I just had to vent real quick, man. That's y'all, man. I mean, 2,000. Almost damn near passed out in that store, man. Well, I wash my stuff in the sink if I had to. You know what I mean?
You and Buzz.
Yes, sir.
But listen, man. Hey, I had to tell you. Man, I was listening to the debate earlier.
You know,
my guy.
Yeah.
You took an L, bro. You took an L.
L.
With Joe Giglio. You know what I mean? All day.
Well, I'm not surprised at that, Chuck. Yes.
Points. He had on some great points. And you did a great job. But let me tell you something. I'm not part of the club. I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know it. Yep.
You my guy.
Yep.
But I got to disagree. You took a L today, brother. Joe had it. He had it stacked up against him, and he did a great job, man. You know what I mean? But it was a great debate nonetheless.
All right.
Let me say something about this tush-push real quick, right?
Yeah.
See, for Nick Sirianni to even, you know, and I'm proud of Nick. Let me say this first off. Nick has grown on me. You know what I mean? I will never.
Oh, yeah. Chuck was there. You weren't a big Nick fan in the beginning. Yeah. Yeah.
No. Yep. He has grown on me tremendously. I just wish he will accept who he is now. He's a prestigious head coach now. You know what I'm saying? You're not the idiot moron that fumbles his words at the press conference. You know, that don't know up from down. You don't need to tush push, brother. You just don't. You know what I mean? It does not behoove you to want that attached to your name as one of the great head coaches in football. All right? So let it go and let this push thing die. You know, I pray to God that they stick a fork in it come tomorrow, whenever they meet up, and that way it ends, and we can go ahead and win the Super Bowl without one and kick everybody's ass that tried to ban us from it. You understand what I'm saying? Because, see, this is the motivation factor that we need right now. You know, and that's okay. See, this is going to help us get that repeat. Y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to help them. I think it's going to hurt them. But
yeah, I'm with you. You know me. Yeah. I don't think it's going to hurt them at all.
Spike, we don't need that, Spike.
It's not about need. It's Chuck.
Elementary play.
But Chuck is like, these games are closer in the NFL than ever, and every advantage that we can have is good. Now, they could win without it, but to say that they have just as good a chance is like, and to say we'll be just as successful without it is sort of like not trusting the Eagles. The Eagles don't think they'll be just as successful without it, or they wouldn't have fought for it so hard.
That's because of Nick. That's why Nick made this play up when he was not as, you know, as known as he is now. You know what I mean? And this is what his claim to fame is. But he need to let this go. Be a great football team, man. We don't need this as a crutch. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, we didn't win a Super Bowl because of a tush push. You know, we won a Super Bowl because we were a great football team. And you know what? We're going to show that this year when we repeat. That we don't need no tush push. Well, I want them to take it away. You know, I pray to God they take it away. Because we don't need it.
If you were a Laker fan back in the day, would you be hoping that they take away the skyhook from Kareem?
That's an ugly play.
Yeah, but it was effective, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a Laker fan, so I don't know whether.
Oh, come on. You can.
Don't ask me my thoughts on Kareem Skyhook.
Don't ask me about the Lakers. I hate the Lakers. They like Boston, man. I don't like no Lakers, man.
You know what I'm asking. You can understand what I'm asking.
All right, well, listen, if you told AI he couldn't cross over, that would have been a better question for me. You know what I mean? You know, or if he couldn't wear his sleeve, you know what I mean? You know, to keep his elbow together. That would have been a better question for me.
Okay.
I love the Sixers. I love AI. That's a better question. But let me tell you this, though, right? Come September, we keeping notes. Everybody will pay for this one, right? This decision they about to make. Trust me.
Well, the Packers specifically.
That's what I said. If I'm the Eagles, I'm doing what the Patriots did. I just run the score up on everybody this year.
Specifically the Packers.
Yes.
I want a bulletin board of who voted no.
Yes.
In the Rams. Because that guy, you know, that.
Oh, yeah, Sean McVay. Yep, McVay.
Overrated. And I can't wait. We whip him every time we play him. So, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, everybody, we're just keeping records, man. And we're just going to destroy them. Just destroy everybody. I'm talking about run the score up on, like I said, man. You know, pound them.
Pound them. Take them to pound town, baby. Taking everybody to pound town, baby.
Hey, Chuck, for next question day, do you have somebody with a distinctive voice?
Besides myself.
Besides yourself.
I was going to say you, yes, Chuck. There you go.
Yeah, you know, I can't say me, though. But I'm going to go ahead and say one of the greatest actors of all time. He's a cigar smoker, too. God rest his soul. James Earl Jones.
Oh, that is great one.
Oh, yeah.
James Earl Jones is a great one. I thought he was going to pick Whitney. 215-592-9494.
That voice is distinctive from singing, not just speaking.
Not just speaking. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, man, Green Bay Filet? Hey, you going to eat one of them burgers this year, you know what I'm saying? Like, we talking about the Green Bay Filet. But see, they sit up here and they act like taking away. Spike, I'm disappointing you. I'm sorry I'm disappointing you. It's like, you sit up here and something else too. You lucky. You debating John Ritchie tomorrow. See, you going up against one of your guys.
Yeah, you ducked the smoke from every this show.
Oh yeah, you know me, ducking smoke.
You lucky is John Ritchie tomorrow.
Why?
And you ain't going against somebody like me.
Because all you have is one thing. All you have is one thing. You would lose.
No. See,
yeah,
he wins.
Four, five minutes that you give us. You know what I'm saying? That ain't enough. I give it to you, you know.
Oh, he's a winner.
You said what?
He's an elite winner. Like, yeah, all these doofuses have the same, say the same thing.
That's because you don't give us enough time. You know what I'm saying? I can give it to you, you know, however you want it.
I'm not doing it here. I got to save it for tomorrow morning. I got to save it for tomorrow morning.
Also, too.
He won the Super Bowl.
That's right.
Elliot Shelpart, you my guy. You know what I'm saying? But you got to let that Reggie White thing go. See, I was ready to choke me out over that number 54.
Can we move past that, Corey?
Nah, because it's been a little bit too much disrespect going on WIP. Last week, Uncle Hugh, the Ohio legend, you know what I'm saying? Now Reggie White. Like, what's going on? Like, it's too much disrespect.
That's true.
What are y'all doing? You know what I'm saying? Like,
The camera was way out of order for that with Hugh Douglas. Yeah, that was way out of order. Yeah.
Exactly. If you were great, that's like the drop. That's like the jack drop. I don't want, you know, take the drop off the drop board. I don't want to hear that. I'm tired of the disrespect of our players. And y'all disrespect the quarterback all the time. Something else. Y'all already talking about the Olympics. Listen to what A.J. Brown said about the Olympics. And then listen to what Justin Jefferson said about the Olympics. And that tell you the difference of why that tush push don't mean crap. You know what I'm saying? That tush push don't mean nothing. Tush push, cush push, whatever. Eagles in five, baby. Eagles in five.
Eagles in five.
All right.
You can take it away. You can take it away. It don't matter. We got the five cards. Listen, as long as we got the quarterback, the GM, the coach, wide receiver one, and Jalen Carter. Them five, man, Super Bowl.
Four out of five ain't bad. Corey, for next question today, why don't you give us someone with a distinctive voice?
Hey, I'm going to go with Keith David.
King David?
Keith David.
Oh, Keith David.
Why do
the hell is Keith David?
Come on, man. Y'all don't know who it is.
Well, I'm allowed to not know. But
is he part of the delegation? I don't know.
Sounds like it.
Googling me. Y'all seen him before. Y'all probably
all right,
know
let me all see right. who it is.
All right, you look it up. While you're doing that,
yes.
I will. You know who's got a distinctive voice? My dog, Rebel. As everybody in the neighborhood knows him. Total jerk, but I love him dearly. I love my dog, Scotchy. You love your pets. Oh, you love, you know who Keith David is?
Yep.
He's dying.
Yep, I know who he is. Right. I didn't know his name was Keith David, though.
All right, I'll look it up.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
You love your pets. You love your dogs. You love your cats. And you owe them the best life they can get. They can't find out what the right food is for them. You can at Dogs and Cats Rule. They can't go shopping for new toys because it's the summer and they're going to be running around outside all the time. You can do it at Dogs and Cats Rule. They can't find out about natural flea and tick prevention. You can do it at Dogs and Cats Rule. It's the only pet store you need. The lead dog, George Perenni, has made sure that they have every product you need, from supplements to the highest end pet nutrition to toys to treats to all that stuff. But he's also made sure that every one of the seven stores stores, has people in those stores that can answer those questions for you. And I'll tell you, you know, you've looked it up on the internet. What's the right food? My dog's allergic to, you know, chicken, and he's older and he's not that active. You don't know which one. Dogs and Cats Rule, those folks are going to come up with that answer for you. I'm telling you, it's the only place you need. There are 7 locations, so you can find one of them. 5 in PA, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Bluebell. 2 in Jersey, Pennington, and Princeton. Dogsandcatsrule.pet is the website. Dogs and Cats Rule, shop small, shop local, shop family. You know who it is?
Yeah, you know who it is.
If I Googled it, I would.
Yeah, you would see him. He's been in a lot of movies. I tell you, I had no idea his name was Keith David. I don't think I ever. He's like a great supporting actor. You've seen him in a lot of movies. Something About Mary.
Oh, yeah.
You've seen him in a lot of movies. I never knew his real name.
Yeah, that's not a winning answer, though. It's like...
He does have a good voice, but it's not a distinctive voice.
No one knows his voice.
Yeah, nobody knows who he is.
Right.
Yes. Well, yeah. I mean, they know who he is. He's more famous
than
I am. Yeah,
we know who he is.
But... All right. 215-592-9494. Steven Perkesey. You're on WIP. What's up, Steve?
Hey, guys. First time, long time.
What's up, Steve?
How we doing? So
you know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know about Kyle Schwarber catching up to Harper. You know, Harper's turning it around right now. I think he's going to really take off and hit a bunch for Chuck from Mount Airy. You know what I'm saying? I always want to say, let me get a little of that Ike juice, if that's cool. Let me get a little of that.
He must have been drinking that Ike juice.
I agree with that. Jack bullied people out of it.
But the winning answer here for the most recognizable voice, it's got to be, "That ball's out of here, Mike Schmidt, number 20, by Harry Callis.
Oh, distinctive voice.
Oh, there you go.
One of the most distinctive.
I was waiting on some of our local people.
Yeah.
The floodgates are open.
HK is a big one.
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Yep.
And the other thing about Harry Callis is just like sort of like everyone has a Merrill impression. Mm-hmm. Everyone had a Harry Callis for a while.
Yeah.
You know, not as much now because he hasn't been on the air for so long. But everyone had an HK back in the day.
That's the one thing my voice is a blessing and a curse. I can't imitate other voices.
Because of your voice.
Yeah, because of my own voice.
Like if you notice inside the show here, whenever we bring L.A. on Wednesdays, Ike's doing a poor HK impersonation when he goes like L.A.
L.A.
Out of nowhere.
But it just sounds like Ike.
Yeah, it just sounds like Ike.
Yeah.
Dude, I really hate you.
No, seriously, man.
I'm just saying, bro. I'm just trying to pay homage, man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, That's all I'm doing.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
Give him a break.
No, I mean, the caller botched his Michael Schmidt call, but whatever.
Yeah.
I try to do an L.A. I don't even attempt to do a Merle.
No.
It would be funny to hear you do a
Merrill.
Yes,
I can't even attempt to do a Merrill.
So you weren't here yesterday. You're playing golf, but you didn't get a chance to talk about the return of Joe Douglas, which is a big hire.
Yes.
It has to be positive from you, right?
Yes. Love Joe Douglas when he was here. Listen, I'm not going to give you a whole rundown on his draft track record because, quite frankly, what was he here, 2 years? How long was Joe Douglas here?
So he got here. Was it a year or two? I think the Barnett draft was his first year.
Right.
So that was 17.
And then I think he stayed through 18,
I think it was through 19.
Oh, did he stay all the way through 19?
Dillard, I think, was his last first-round pick.
Oh, no.
3 years, 16 to 19.
19. Okay. Yeah, Dillard. Yep. We're blaming Joe Douglas for Andre Dillard. Yeah, not a great track record when it comes to rebuilding that roster with those guys. But I thought he did a decent job up in New York. I actually thought he did it. Now, they had higher draft picks because they weren't as good.
Yeah, but Sauce Gardner, Garrett Wilson.
Yeah, he brought some
Wilson.
Good players in there. Yeah.
What's
the running back? The running back they
They have Breece Hall and the Braylon Allen kid they drafted.
Oh, yeah, Braylon Allen, yeah.
Yeah, I think that situation in New York is, look, I'm not going to say that Joe Douglas doesn't get any blame for it.
Yeah, he gets blame, yeah, for sure.
But you look at the difference in ownership from this team to that team, And this team has an ownership who is the right amount of involved. That team has an ownership that is not the right amount of involved, which is why they haven't been in the playoffs for 15 right. years or whatever the hell it is. The Aaron Rodgers thing, I understood
fiasco.
Why they did it, right. but it was a complete disaster. And if he doesn't tear his Achilles on that first game, who knows what happens?
Right.
You know, Zach Wilson, not a great draft pick, but
that hurt him.
Yeah,
the quarterback draft pick, but Garrett Wilson is a good wide receiver.
Absolutely.
Like you said, Sauce Gardner. Like yeah. he drafted some good players.
Yeah, and I think Robert Saleh was a terrible head coach. He's a great defensive coordinator, but he's a terrible head coach. But it's really hard. I think it just shows you how important ownership is. When I've said this before, but like when you talk about a general manager or president of basketball, football, baseball operations having final say, the owner has final say. Like the owner has final say.
Unless you're under the Giants.
Yeah, right, right. And right. But that you know, I would give him credit. I would give John Mara credit.
Let his GM do his job.
Yep. But like all of those things have to be vetoed or approved by the owner. And if your owner is not a good owner, he or she puts their own opinion in there and isn't about – a good owner would ask the right questions. A bad owner overrules and says do this or do that. And there were rumors up there that they made decisions based on what Woody Johnson's teenage son
yeah.
said. It's like
– that's
– it's crazy.
Never good. Yes, yeah. It's never a good idea.
And we did have Joe – hopefully we're able to get Joe on the show here at some point because I do want to ask him about – we did an event – at WFAN, like the live show or whatever, and one of the update guys, Peter Schwartz, huge Jets fan, and we said, "Would you let us dump blue cheese on you on stage?"
I almost thought you said blue cheese.
No, blue cheese, and he said yes, and he sat on the stage, and Joe Douglas participated in this and took a giant bucket of blue cheese and dumped it on Peter Schwartz. In front of 500 people.
Oh, I thought y'all dumped it on Joe Douglas.
No, Joe dumped it on a person he had never met before.
Like it.
Yeah, and then that guy begged him for tickets backstage to a Jets game. He ended up getting them, though.
There you go. We lost some good people up from upstairs. So it's good that they brought in somebody that's
familiar.
Got a little familiarity and is some fresh face guy.
Yeah.
At least has been in the war room with you a little bit.
And when we were talking about losing those guys, it's not so much about the talent of those guys, that's some of it, but the working relationship between everyone to understand and having him be familiar with it, at least to an extent, is good. Another thing, NFL thing, so we haven't heard the vote about the tush push, but the owners did vote in favor of NFL players participating in the Olympics in 2028 in flag football. So players will be allowed to participate in flag football.
Oh, they voted in favor of it.
In favor of it, yes.
There we go!
So A.J. Brown was asked about that today, and here's what he had to say.
First time I asked you about the Olympics, you had said I wasn't sure of the age. And
yeah.
Be 30, but you also wanted to compete for a gold. Now it looks like that's actually going to be allowed to happen. Wondering if you still feel the same way about your age and would you want to compete?
So I heard the Olympics is during camp. Yeah, so. Yeah, yeah, so that would be tough. That would be tough, but hopefully that goes through, and I think that would be fine just to compete, you know, and me personally, no, but. Because of camp, and you know, you guys will be complaining about AJ Brown is not at camp, and so will the fans be. You know, so I'm gonna keep the main thing, as Jay said.
Well, that's a good answer. I like that.
Yeah.
I think that a lot of football players will answer it that way, and then when their shoe company is like,
yep.
"We would like for you to play in the Olympics," and I also think that ownership, they wouldn't have voted yes. If they weren't ready to let players go.
That was the biggest obstacle.
Yeah.
Was it because the owners are the ones who signed the checks.
They know when training camp is.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that was the biggest obstacle is that the owners certainly view this as beneficial to them somehow. And it's beneficial for the overall product. And I'm with you here. It's easy to say that today.
Sure.
But as momentum gains and this thing gets closer to the Olympics and they see the other guys that are involved and you can get a gold medal, you may not be here for what is it?
2028.
Well, no, when's the next one? 32.
Right.
You may not be around for 32
for the
Olympics.
Next one.
So, yeah, this is the one that I can see guys getting into.
And if you don't think you know, Jalen Hurts being involved in Jordan Brand.
Right.
If you don't think Jordan Brand understands the value of worldwide exposure in the Olympics, you're crazy. Now,
the quarterbacks are the ones who I think it's an easier decision to.
They don't have to run.
Yeah, you're just throwing the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just throwing. You're not getting tackled.
I still don't know who they're playing. Like, who are the, what do these other teams look like? I mean.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know how competitive it would be.
They're going to have Mailata playing, like, tight end in Australia or whatever. Yeah. I mean, he can't be on the offensive line.
Well, I also wonder if other countries, sort of like they do in basketball, might try to find ways to poach American players.
I bet, right? Yeah.
Because they have time to get them citizenship now.
Yeah.
What team do you think Embiid's going to play for?
That's the question.
The flag football.
Is he just trying to win a gold medal to strengthen his Hall of Fame case?
Yeah, he'll play 8 games for the Sixers that year and then play flag football for France, Cameroon or something.
Trade him.
Yeah, trade him. Jack, what's coming up in the top 5 of 5 that everybody wants to know?
The top 5 things I don't want to hear anymore.
It's always some version of this.
It's always some version of this.
That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.